All right, you beautiful humans, welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your girl, Brooklyn Wesson, here to help you navigate this crazy, whirlwind life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern sass. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another episode about bubble baths and face masks, hold on. This isn't about Instagram-worthy rituals. We're talking about the real deal, taking intentional steps to nurture your mind, body, and soul because, let's be honest, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like there's not enough time in the day to get everything done, let alone take a moment for yourself. You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than your arm and your brain is buzzing like a swarm of bees? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, taking care of yourself isn't just about avoiding burnout, it's about showing up as your best self in every area of your life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize your well-being, because trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Number 1. Recognize the power of boundaries. Seriously, learn to say no. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries with others. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit, it just means being mindful of where you invest your precious resources. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let someone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your stuff, right? Apply the same principle to your time and energy. Number 2. Make movement a non-negotiable. It doesn't have to be grueling gym sessions. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk in nature, or simply stretching your body. Movement isn't just about physical health, it's also a powerful mood booster and stress reliever. Ever notice how a good workout can leave you feeling energized and clear-headed? Number 3. Cultivate mindful moments throughout your day. Take a few minutes to truly savor your coffee, listen to the birds chirping, or simply feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. These small acts of presence can ground you in the present moment and help you appreciate the beauty around you. It's like hitting the pause button on the constant mental chatter and giving yourself a little break from the noise. Number 4. Nourish your body with wholesome foods. Think of it this way: your body is your temple, so treat it with respect. Fuel it with nutrient-rich foods that make you feel good, both physically and mentally. You don't have to go on a strict diet, just focus on making gradual, sustainable changes that support your overall well-being. And finally, number 5. Prioritize sleep. We all know that feeling of dragging ourselves through the day when we haven't gotten enough shut-eye. But seriously, getting adequate sleep is non-negotiable for physical and mental health. Think of it like this: sleep is your body's time to recharge and repair itself. So, make sleep a priority, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and give yourself the gift of restful nights. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, deadlines looming, and your brain feels like it's about to explode. You're reaching for that extra cup of coffee, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Suddenly, you remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. You take a deep breath, close your eyes, and practice a quick mindfulness exercise focusing on the sensations in your body, letting go of the stress. You remind yourself to set boundaries, saying no to that extra task and prioritizing your well-being. Later that afternoon, you sneak out for a brisk walk in the fresh air, feeling the sun on your skin and the breeze rustling through the trees. Tea? Even small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the wins, and keep showing up for you. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful strategies to help you prioritize your well-being and rock your day. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-care in the comments below. What are some of your favorite ways to recharge and nourish your soul? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay vibrant, and never stop seeking out those moments that bring you joy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.